the Friends of Edge, it's a Facebook page. They have worked really, really hard over the past several years to put this together. It's been a very long process. They had it, I feel like they had the deal almost sealed in like 2020, but then when COVID hit and the pandemic hit, everything shut down, and so then they basically had to start over. So this has been a very long process for them, and so it's a really big deal for that community and for those families that have been working so hard and that have been in the Brazos County for since the beginning, since the Frontier days. It's very important to them that this historical marker is well known, and we don't want anyone to forget about the Community of Edge because it's a very important part of the Brazos Valley history, and they don't want to be forgotten.
Tori, I've never been to the Edge General Store, so tell me a little bit about the store, and if people do come out, what can they expect?
So Edge General Store is just a small store. Miss Teresa, she runs a little boutique type little store there. It has quite a lot of gifts and flower arrangements and things of that sort. But she also serves lunch and dinners and oftentimes Friday and Saturday specials. She tries to keep events going on within the community. She has a pumpkin patch every year. And that's mostly it for the Edge General Store. The Edge community, when everyone comes out this weekend, you should expect Mr. Henry Mayo from the Brazos County Historic Commission. He will be there, and the Star Spangled Banner in Texas, Our Texas, will be sang by Johnny Spicola. And just friends and family of the Edge community, they will be there in support of the historical marker because they're vital to the history of the Brazos County and the Brazos Valley, and a lot of the original families are still there, and we're just there to celebrate them.